Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Isaiah Joe on top of the logo. Pressure by Buddy Hield. And Joe goes to the Hield, knocks it away as Joe went down. Butler on the break, slows down, goes up, scored, and got fouled. What a play. It started with Buddy Hield putting pressure on Isaiah Joe.
I'm losing it.
You're listening to Steiny. To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
All right, Jimmy.
I'm losing it.
I think he had more pump fakes than shots last night.
It should be Jimmy pump fake.
I am mad at Jimmy.
All right. Before we get into calls, I'm going to stick up for one guy last night because he got hosed. This guy got hosed so bad, it's really not even fair.
Can I one guess real quick?
Sure.
Trace Jackson Davis.
That's correct.
How'd he get hosed?
I'll tell you exactly why. He's in the box score for 6 turnovers. That was wrong.
Wow.
That was wrong.
Okay, why?
Because I didn't know this. You can click on to the 6 in the box score and see all his turnovers. First one, Curry throws the ball out of bounds. He's got to make a save, and he throws it back in, and they steal it, and he gets the turnover. Then he got one of Curry's turnovers when he wasn't even on the floor.
What are you talking about?
Evan.
So if you go to NBA.com, like you can go look at every single shot, every single play.
I got it up now, E.
Well, kind of. Right. So you can go to the box score. It's interactive. If you click on Trace Jackson Davis's 6 turnovers, the number 6, it will show you all 6 clips that were put into the system by the official stat keeper in the Oklahoma City Thunder Stadium. And it will show you each of the plays.
Now, that lack of
the first turnover, he wasn't in the game. The second one, Steiny's right, Curry threw it out of bounds. And there were also 2 that he got called for where he basically had an offensive rebound near the baseline and stepped out of bounds.
Wow.
So
he got 6 stripped after an offensive
rebound. He had 1 illegal screen and a bad pass.
Yeah. Wow.
Poor guy.
22 minutes for him, though, Steiny.
Well, that'll happen when you lose by 30. All right, here we go. Lamont in Oakland, get us started.
Lamont.
What's going on, Lamont? How you doing?
Good, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Trying to figure it out.
So there's not much to figure out in reality. The reality is they faced a championship basketball team last night. They are not a championship basketball team. It's simpler than you think, really.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what people have been saying and all the rumblings about what they're supposed to do this year. But the reality is they face the best team in the NBA.
Yeah.
And a team that might be on its way to a dynasty, we don't know. But the reality is that's the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And so the Warriors are right where they're supposed to be, probably a 5th seed, 6th seed, something like that, I would say. I still think they can play without hitting the play-in. But when you look at the OKC team and how it's orchestrated, you got 2 athletic bigs in there. Now, where are the Warriors' athletic bigs who actually get some time?
Man.
They don't really have them, right?
Right.
Anthony Davis doesn't really play that much. Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren, as we can see, the league has back shifted again. So I was puzzled when the Warriors went and got Al Horford. Now, God bless him. He can make a 3-pointer. He was on on the Boston Celtics, but they even got rid of this. They even got younger with the bigs that they have. And so to think that this team could really go toe-to-toe with OKC, and even if they had won last night, I'm going to even say that even if they had a good game last night, you got to play these boys seven times in the playoffs.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
This game shows them where they're at, but I don't think it should be depressing because they are not an NBA championship basketball
team. Okay, Lamont, I feel what you're putting down, but real quick, I hear you. What about Thursday of last week and Saturday, Indiana in Milwaukee?
Right.
That's inexcusable. So forget OKC, Lamont. What are your thoughts on that? Because that was unacceptable.
Well, inconsistent basketball teams can sometimes, you know, have issues. But I'm saying that's the first – it's first 12 games. They're going to have some issues, but they'll still make the play. They're a playoff team.
Okay.
They're a playoff basketball team. And that's fine. But they're not an NBA championship team. And once people realize that, we can stop killing the expectations of what's killing us, acknowledging what the Warriors are possible to do. Stop expecting them to get a chip and realize who they are and – some investment in these youngsters, like we talked about earlier, the young guys, and say, hey, we'll be a playoff team, and that's fine, but we are not going to win the championship anytime soon, and just, we got to embrace that. That's okay. We got four of them.
Thanks, Lamont. Appreciate the call.
I don't agree, Stoney.
You agree with?
Like, Lamont's like you and my boy Reg B from the Uni. He texted me last night saying, I was so down, I needed to diary in an outlet outside of you and Evan, and he responded just like you, because you guys are similar. He was like, couldn't you see it coming? They're old. Yeah. So Lamont doesn't expect a championship.
Right.
But damn near five of my brothers at the summit, outside of you, we thought they got action. And I said Western Conference Finals. And that's why I'm holding them to that stand.
Well, okay.
Fair. I get OKC. Fair. But down 36? So that's embarrassing.
Are you willing at any point to say, as the season progresses, maybe they might not be that team?
No, I want to know why they're not the team of last year, the second half after the Jimmy Butler. All you added was Al Horford. So he couldn't have messed anything up. So I'm looking at you with your glasses on, Stoney. Like, just real quick through 12, what the hell has changed?
1 year. It's a new season. Nothing matters from last year. Draymond Green, after the game, made it clear something's going on in that locker room. This is what we're talking about.
In your losses, your guys' turnover numbers have been really high. Is that the biggest issue right now?
It's definitely an issue. But they had 20 turnovers, too. And they beat us by 30. So it's a lot more issues than just that.
What do you think is the biggest difference between the way you ended last season once Jimmy got here and what's going on right now?
I think everybody was committed to winning and doing that any way possible. And right now, it doesn't feel that way.
Personal agenda type stuff, or like, you know, I mean, I guess how was you kind of?
I think everyone has a personal agenda in this league, but you have to make those personal agenda work in the team confines. And if it doesn't work, then you kind of got to get rid of your agenda, or eventually the agenda is the cause of someone getting rid of you. And so, you know, I think You don't want a team with no personal agendas, because a goal is an agenda, you know? And so you got to have some type of personal agenda. But like I said, you got your personal agenda must fit into the confines of the team.
All right, that was Draymond Green.
After he scored 3 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 turnovers, and you're the second on the team in turnovers with 32, why wouldn't somebody put the mic up there and say, let's talk about what you're doing and what you're not doing? Why are you careless with the rock, Draymond, at this point in your career? That's what I want to hear. You don't go up there and say all that and insinuate dudes are doing different stuff when you're not playing. This ain't the Draymond Green I know. I don't feel him when I watch Warrior games. And nobody's scared of him.
Right. Right.
But you want to get up there and go that route? That ain't cool to me. Steph can do that. And Jimmy.
Draymond Green.
3 points.
Is available tonight. The big three are available. We'll see if they end up playing or not, but
hopefully the game goes four quarters.
It will.
You know what I mean.
Oh, you mean they're competitive?
Yes, that's the word. Well, wow.
I mean, this is San Antonio. They're a big team. They're an upstart. They're young.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Kevin in, by the way, Monty Poole,
oh, yeah.
NBC Sports Bay Area, coming up at 1 o'clock, covers the Golden State Warriors as well as anybody. Monty Poole at 1 o'clock. And Kevin's in Louisiana. Hey, Kevin, how are you, man? What's going on?
How are you doing?
Good.
Look, Stoney, you were right as far as certain individuals, but nobody is paying attention to Curry's face. I had to bring my wife back to health with the same situation down here in Louisiana. It's going to take him at least 5 or 6 days to get back to normal with the stuff he had. Mm. But look, you got a guy in the G League that's balling out. Warriors need somebody at the point of attack.
Yes.
If you watch the film, well, Clyde can give you that because he can take people off the dribble. When Podzimski has the ball, they're not worried about him. Last night, they attacked Draymond and they attacked Steph. Those are the two guys at the point of attack. Yeah. They attack them two people.
Mm.
You know, they didn't worry about Podzimski because they know Podzimski can get into the paint and he stops. The ball goes nowhere. He don't move the ball. You got to have somebody else at the point of attack that can keep the defense honest. And you got to get back to playing defensive basketball. I mean, they can fix this. I mean, I'm not panicking like that, but it didn't look good last night.
Yeah, right.
But Steph is not really 100% yet. You can see it in his face.
Mm. You might be right. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call.
You say,
why are they not? What happened? The first thing that happened is Draymond, Steph, and Butler are not playing even close to the level that they played in the last month or two of the season. It's not even close.
All right. Let's say, because that's scary, the season just started.
Right.
Why? How can that be the case? Because what's going to happen when you log more miles and minutes on these legs? How can you get off to such a hard start is what I'm asking.
Because we still think that they have a game or they have a season of 10 years ago in them. They don't. Here's the other thing, and I'm who called before Tim in North Carolina, and he was right. I'm looking at that game last night, and I'm like, you know, I watched the first quarter, second quarter. I'm like, they're probably not going to win this game. But then I'm thinking, well, even if they win this game, how the hell can they beat a team like this four times in the playoffs? And before I started thinking about it, I thought, well, it doesn't matter right now because, you know, that's 5 months away. But you look at some of the teams around the league and you have to.
Yeah, no, I got.
You have to wake up.
Yeah, and maybe that's what I'm doing in front of you. This is therapy. Now, you always accuse me of making up words, and I may make up one, excuse me, right now. But what I don't like about this Warrior team is nobody can ha-ha or create and put pressure on the rim. Pods will do it, but he doesn't trust it because he's small and he knows it might get swatted. And I could put eight more names. Dre ain't going to like, there's no rim pressure from anybody outside Kuminga in a Warrior uniform and Jimmy on occasions. But I'm going to say this about Will Richard. Steiny, you know how much I love Jordan Poole. What was his Achilles heel? He was a turnstile on D. But on a good day, Jordan Poole could give you that wah-wah. I'm looking at Richard, and I'm thinking he can be, when I see him, the ball go in from deep, I'm wondering, with more minutes, and as he grows, if because they got the same body type, but he's stronger, like, maybe he could give guys the business when in due time, offensively, like Jordan Poole did, but defensively, he's got Moody in him. So I'm looking at Richard like the sky's the limit from the goo with you. But that's not what's going on here. What's going on here, Steiny, is, and you want to take the victory lap, you can, is I undersold this team looking old on most nights. And what's concerning is they're looking old and the race just started. That's my concern.
The one thing,
Jimmy included.
The one thing I've always been worried about with the Warriors, and I've said it, and I've never really been able to explain it other than saying I've seen it. I can't really explain it, but a lot of times guys get old in a hurry.
Damn.
In the NBA. It, not all of them, but it can happen. And
you right, said a hurry.
Right now, I am worried that Draymond Green might be getting very old very quickly in front of our eyes. That's my biggest individual concern right now about this team, because without him giving you some level of defensive consistency, you're in big.
Yeah.
Not to mention what he can help with through Steph on the offensive end. But if he's turning into a role player, then they're just not the same team, and they're not as good.
I jotted this down, and you could tell me if I'm being unfair, or you could say, "Goo, that's what you wrote down with your pen." Don't be ashamed. But in the first quarter, the Warriors shot 9 three-pointers. 5 of them came from Green and post. And Stoney, I don't like that. The post part, I'm okay. He took 3, but I'm just like, that's what Dre's worked on. That's cool, but you're still not talking about what you're not doing defensively. And the ball's in his hands so much, I think he's in Butler's way at times. Get that ball. And in the second half, at the start of it, I don't know if you noticed, Jimmy had the ball in his hands more. And maybe we need to...
I did notice, because the ball stops with Jimmy. It just does. And you know what? That to me was one of the most frightening things is so they have an older team, so they probably, that team's going to have to be very discerning with how much they run and how much they play in the half court. But I'm watching this game last night and I'm like, oh my God, the Warriors can get shut down in the half court by this team.
Oh, man. Everything offensively seems rushed.
Exactly. To me, it seems hard. Everything offensively is hard because...
That's worse.
Yeah. Well, when the ball sticks and you are... Again, I'll ask you this. Who on the Warriors can cook against that team? Because if you say Steph Curry, I'm going to say maybe, but...
What if I say Kuminga and slash Moody, Stoney?
That's a problem because... There, like, Moody's lack of athleticism will show up against that team, and Kuminga's lack of a tightness with the ball will show up against that team.
He's dizzy. I'm a little upset with him, Stoney. He's not playing bad. He got off to a great start, but I always said about Kuminga, he's the Spider-Man meme. When he has to go get buckets or cook against guys that have same or more in regard to the athletic gifts and length, it gives him problems.
Yes. Yes, it does. Let's go to Caleb in Newark.
Oh, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. What's up, Caleb? How you doing, my man?
What's going on? Hey, Stoney, can you read through those readings again real quick?
Which one?
The whole thing? I didn't hear it.
Not the right day.
Hey, what's up, Caleb?
I'm feeling good. What's up, y'all? I'm 3 days post. I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I'm getting out of the pain.
You're going to lose some weight if you need to. I know I lost some.
Yeah. But before I start, though, in all seriousness, dude, man, I hope the wifey's all
right,
man.
Right on, man. I appreciate that. Right on. Look at Caleb, my man.
There you go. But look, I want to break down, because everyone's talking about this Draymond Green stuff. First of all, you know it's always entertaining in a Warriors season. It never disappoints. Look, he's not talking about a specific guy. He's talking about the whole team. And you know what? I think it goes good to this. Steve Kerr said the team is exhausted. All these back-to-backs, they're tired. They got to weather the storm. And when you're tired as an athlete, you tend to start playing not in the confines of the team. You start trying to do stuff on your own because things aren't going good and you're trying to just figure stuff out. The team is going to be fine. They're just, in my opinion right now, I think they're exhausted from all these back-to-backs, playing all these teams in this crazy schedule. But it's not like some kind of warning sign to specific players, but you, people are going to take it out of context. It is what it is. They'll be fine. It's
just, so what does fine mean?
Yeah, because I'm shocked that you look at it like that, Caleb. Like, I feel like you're being blind, but go ahead and answer that one.
I'm not being blind, dude. It's 12 games into the season. They're still
what? No, what did he mean, though? What did he mean by saying that? That wasn't a good thing.
No. What he's saying is, I think, like, look, everyone is trying to do stuff. Like, look, when you're struggling, you naturally want to do things on your own because things aren't going right. You're losing. And so guys start to go one-on-one, that sort of thing. And I think he's talking about himself, too. I think Draymond has made some decisions throughout the game where he's like, that was probably – I should have done better. But I think that happens, though. I think guys start to do their own thing when you're not winning, right? When you're tired, when you're fatigued, when things aren't going well. But part of that also is because of the schedule. Like Steve just talked about it. The team just is fatigued.
I'm going into my Stoney mode.
Appreciate the call.
I was going to tell – here I am. I'm being real, Stoney. I'm coming around. That's what happens when you get old.
Exactly.
You get tired.
Yeah.
Norm is 83. Pops, how you doing? I'm tired.
I know.
Why? I'm 83.
Exactly.
Yeah, Stoney at 212.
That's a 9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, shoe fits.
Come on, that was pretty good.
199 Super Chat, Alan Day on the YouTube chat. Iggy was Jimmy Butler when he came to Golden State. A great sixth man.
No, he was everything. He was spry. Where's that? Steiny, I swear to God.
Jimmy Butler is not spry.
He was last year when he came. No, why did all the metrics change?
Please.
There's no standings for the jump ball in the minute after. Okay. I don't like how we look when the game starts. Draymond's running on that trot like me on Saturday mornings when it's a labor just to run up and down.
I want to know what Caleb means by fine.
Oh, yeah, like
when
that
people
was denial.
Be fine.
Nah, that was denial.
Yeah, I think you could be a fine 42-42.
Is there anything going on with Mike Dunleavy or the Warriors and Joe Lacob with what's going on possibly in some locales, Dallas? I heard Shasky and Spadoni talking about it, Johnny, and I'll just put it out there. I was like, we're not ready for that. But is Anthony Davis...
How are they getting Anthony Davis? What do you have? What do you possess that would make the Dallas Mavericks want to trade Anthony
Kuminga?
Stop.
If they're going to try to start over, Kuminga, some picks, Pods,
stop.
Moody.
Stop. And that's the mistake we make right there. That's the mistake.
You saying they would hang out?
Yes. Kuminga and Pods and some picks. That's where we mess up. Pods and Kuminga.
Well, don't come at me.
I'm just saying.
We were told that Pods was untouchable in a trade. That we were told that.
Stop believing everything front office says.
I'm hurt, man. I am hurt.
Those picks might be looking pretty good.
It's true.
Those first round unprotected picks.
But that doesn't mean get excited about tonight.
Let me tell you something. You give up 4 unprotected picks for Anthony Davis, you deserve everything you get at that point. Oh, man. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Caleb sounded like me in the past.
Yes. If you would think this was a, Yeah, they might be fine. They might be 44-38 fine.
I'm gonna say
they might be 41-41 fine. They might be 48-34 fine. No, that's
playing Central again. Okay. Who had that on the bingo card?
Well, why did so they were a play-in team last year, and they won with Jimmy Butler and people like. Did you real? Not you,
but no, you can say it.
They were 23-8 with Butler. Like, and people really thought, okay,
a top defensive team.
We'll just pick up where we left off.
Yeah, but what's crazy in that with rest?
What's
the season ends, everybody's vacation, chilling with their family, get your mentals right, and then 12 games in, we can't be 8-4.
No.
9-3?
Why?
Because we toyed with the association regular season last year.
Oh, really?
So what I'm asking you, what ingredient am I missing from last year?
When Jimmy Butler came to this team, they had some desperation.
Mm.
Okay? And Curry got energized. And they won 23 of 31 games. And
defense was, they were playing deep.
Okay, if you think so.
But the numbers said it. We saw it.
You know what? F the numbers. Mm. Look at every game. Look at who they played. Look at the circumstances. It was a perfect storm to give them an opportunity to get on a roll, and they did. And here's the other thing that happens. Jimmy Butler's old, and this is the way he sometimes plays regular seasons. Like, we knew that. We knew that about Jimmy Butler.
Is there anything from Butler and Dre after the loss, because they got TKO'd, with both of what they said, Stani, that could be a positive leading into tonight? Because that's what's bothering me. I'm like, all hell has broke loose if we're saying this after 12 games.
I wouldn't say all hell is broken loose. I would just say they're struggling. They're trying to figure some stuff out, and they got some things going on that they gotta fix. But they can do all of that. All it means is they're going to reach their potential. I don't think their potential is a Western Conference final. But they still got to try to be the best team they can be. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Monty Poole coming up at 1 o'clock. NBC Sports Bay Area covers the Golden State Warriors. And don't forget, Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.